Hi, Tig. I'm very good. How are you?
I'm extremely well, thanks. Now, what have you brought for us today?
Well, it's quite a serious topic this time, and it's about the Church of England. Now, it's been accused of hypocrisy after continuing to use confidentiality clauses known as non-disclosure agreements. In April, the Archbishop of Canterbury said he was horrified that NDAs were being used in the church to prevent some victims of abuse and racism from speaking out after being given payouts. The Archbishop of York has also condemned the use of so-called NDAs. But a recent meeting of the church of the church's General Synod, members heard that they were still being used in some cases. Ben Nicholson signed a non-disclosure agreement with the charity in 2018, but has since been released from the contract. He has formed an organization called NDA Free to campaign against their use. We have contacted the Church of England to comment on this, but they said that at this time they were unable to respond to these comments. So we spoke to Ben Nicholson, Premier's Donna Burrell did that, and he said why some organisations are still using NDAs.
I think they're used because they are a very effective tool to cover up things which people want covered up. Whether that's incompetence, I think a lot of the time it's probably incompetence, but sometimes it's more serious than that. It's abuse. And often it seems to me that it happens when the person responsible holds a senior position, and therefore exposing it has reputational risk for the organisation as well as for the individual involved. And at that point, the organisation makes a decision that it's better to essentially buy the silence of the person with a settlement payment, as on condition that they sign a confidentiality agreement or a non-disclosure agreement, and they are very effective for silencing people because of the sense of fear and intimidation that comes with signing a legal document.
Do you think, though, in some circumstances NDAs can be useful, for example, in protecting confidentiality and privacy and various details that, you know, shouldn't come out into the public domain?
I think NDAs obviously have their origins in protecting commercial property, intellectual property, and that is the right use for a non-disclosure agreement. I do think there are places for them around protecting personal data, but I think those circumstances are very limited, and I certainly don't think that somebody who's on the receiving end, who's reported bullying or sexual abuse or whatever, should ever be asked to sign a non-disclosure agreement in regards to their own data. It may be appropriate for the organisation to guarantee their privacy, but it should never be incumbent upon someone who's suffered abuse to have to sign a non-disclosure agreement themselves.
And that's interesting because in 2018, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, told the Independent Inquiry into Child Sexual Abuse that NDAs were dangerous. And he said that he was absolutely horrified that they were being used within the church. And that signalled a positive step forward, didn't it?
Absolutely. And he made similar statements in April this year, and in fact, as a consequence of those statements, the organisation which I left with a non-disclosure agreement changed their policy on non-disclosure agreements to say that they were going to stop using them. But maybe similar to the Church of England, what they say and what happens are not necessarily the same. But I think it's classic, you know, that Christian organisations, when they get caught using them, they're very hard to defend other than for the use of protecting intellectual property. And so most people will distance themselves from it, but the kind of lure of them, the power that they have to conceal is so strong that, and because they are done in secret, essentially, people are able to get away with using them despite what they say in public. I am not sure what power Justin Welby has to enforce the not using non-disclosure agreements across the Church of England. But I think he would, if he was serious about the issue, he should spell out much more clearly where NDAs can be used, if indeed they should still be used in the Church of England, and where they shouldn't. And my concern is that by making general statements about being horrified about their use, but then essentially turning a blind eye to when they are used, is not the right way to go ahead. It allows him to say he's you know, said something in public, but actually the hard work is needs to be done in private. Needs to be updating policies and making sure that they're enforced.
Well, that was Ben Nicholson. Let me say that again. That was Ben Nicholson from the organisation NDA Free. NDA, of course, standing for Non-Disclosure Agreement. NDA Free, speaking to Premier's Donna Burrell. Now, Premier has contacted the Church of England and asked for a comment, but has been told that the Archbishop of Canterbury was not available for comment. Serious issue and worthy of some real thought. Let's take a break and listen to some music. I love the voice of Paul Baloche, and here he is singing Once For All.